outside and he was left half dead. The priest looked and passed. Shame. What the end line? Going to church. The Pharisees passed by the roadside, looking at him, saying, na mask I gone. Mukuna corona kwala. Passed. But a Samaritan looked at him, stopped his journey. Stopped what he was doing. Yes, I want to succeed, but I cannot leave my brother like this. Yes, I want to go forward in life, but I cannot leave you in this situation. My journey rather stop a bit. I will pause a bit to help you. Sir, are you okay? Oh, okay, let me help you. Sorry. Oh, God. They go together. As they're going together, he's looking for a hotel. The money that he could have used for his journey is now spent an extra cost. See there, sir. He's asking the people to take care of him. The problem with many Christians is we add on the pain. We are not comforters of one another. We add on the pain. I see you are struggling. I will add on it. I will form my group. We'll gossip. We'll talk about you. So that we add on the pain. Knowing very well that the news will get to you. When they get to you, they will not bring healing. They will bring distraction even more. And that's what we'll keep on doing and keep on doing and keep on doing. And we go to church and we say, holy, holy, holy. But yet you have killed a soul. It is time that we embrace one another. The enemy is not your brother. The enemy is not your sister. Look at the common enemy, which is the adversary of the brethren. The devil himself is what we are supposed to deal with. Divided we scatter, but united we stand. No matter how beautiful a tree is, when its branches are scattered and its leaves are fallen, its beauty is disgusting. It's only beautiful when all the branches on the leaf are collected back together and they are one thing. If you see somebody has fallen down, instead of talking about them next time, please pray for them. Help them up again.